Hi, today's message is from the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. Let us read the verses together. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. The life that pursues grace will bear the fruit of the Spirit. What is that fruit? It is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So there's total 9 of them are the fruits of the Spirit. Among them is patience. How is it that we bear the fruit as we pursue the life of seeking grace? Simply speaking, it's because we live by the grace of God, not relying on our own power. But then we cannot generate the grace, but rather it should come from God. That is why patience is needed. The life of faith pursues God's promise, but the promise is fulfilled slowly, and we may need to wait longer. But in that moment of wait, we should be patient and pray by holding on to God's promise. But many people give up along the way, and if we give up, we will become further away from bearing the fruit of patience. In order to bear the fruit, firstly, we need to set up determination to live a life that pursues grace. Also, we should never let go of the future and the promise given through the grace of God in any circumstance. When we hold on to these two, and then we will be able to wait and bear fruit. Let's go to Romans chapter 5, verse 3 and 4. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. How is hope produced? Firstly, there comes suffering, which is quite the opposite of the future that God promised. What does suffering produce? It produces patience. And if we are trained in that suffering with this patience, then hope will be produced and be fulfilled. Let's also go to Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7 to 9. In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him. It says that Jesus offered up his prayers and supplications with tears, and he was heard. Also, it says that although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. So what is suffering like? The author of Hebrews says that Jesus was full of suffering and tears. The fact that he became the source of eternal salvation is not just because he is a son, but Jesus, even though he was a son, he endured the suffering with cries and tears. Now he is asking us, therefore, don't you also think that you should take this path? Patience is not about giving up on what's on your mind, but rather is to persevere by holding a flag of faith. Then we will bear a fruit of patience. There is a storybook called Marshmallow. It's a book about an experiment performed on a group of children. In the experiment, they were put in a room and instructed that they are not allowed to eat marshmallows until the instructor comes back in. Then they will be rewarded with more marshmallows. During the experiment, it was observed 2 types of children. There were children who overcame the temptation and fulfilled the instruction. And there are those who failed. They were followed on for the next 10 years to evaluate their life. The study showed that the children who patiently waited and passed the test, they lived a successful life. Patience is needed, not just one time, but by persevering, we should be able to bear a fruit of patience. Through patience, hope is produced. Hope you can bear the fruit of patience by pursuing the grace. Let us pray. Dear loving Father, we give you thanks. May we not rely on our own power nor our own life, but rather we wait on your grace so that we can bear a fruit of patience in our life. We pray it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.